Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, it is Wednesday morning, and we are almost into summertime now. When he was here a few weeks ago, Mike Mercantant was here on behalf of the St. Clair County Library. He will be again in the not-too-distant future, but after we got done talking, I said, Mike, we got to talk about Thumbfest one of these days, because that's coming up at the end of summer, and it's back, isn't it?
It's back. It's back, and it's our 20th anniversary this year.
Wow. Now, and you were there right from the beginning, right?
Well, I was there. Yeah, actually, I'm not sure if I was there on the first year, but right. I know the second year I volunteered to park cars.
And you've been around everything.
And it was back at Camp Ozenam, just north of Lexington.
Okay.
And it was a beautiful place to have, and we only had a couple of stages. But yeah, I got kind of roped into, as you say, you know. I think at the very first festival, I think I attended it as a fan, and then I got to meet some of the wonderful people from the Blue Water Folk Society, and then they asked if I wanted to help, and I was like, they always need help, so let's volunteer, and I parked cars, and things just grew from there, and I've been the director, I've been the artistic director, it's worn many hats.
Yeah, indeed, and what are you this year? You're the director?
I'm the co-director, I guess. We're all wearing many hats this year.
You all have so many hats.
Publicity,
titles, titles.
Director emeritus, I don't know. I know that Marty Malik is somebody who's doing a lot of the work, so I hesitate to say that. You know, he's more of a director hat than I, but I'm more an advisor, I think.
Well, we'll talk in a minute about the need for more people to help out on this thing, but I just kind of get back to what it is. It's Labor Day weekend, so we're talking about really essentially the end of summer. So you've got all summer to plan for and prepare for this, but it's on the Saturday of Labor Day weekend.
Yep, September 3rd.
And it takes over all of downtown Lexington, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we pretty much commandeer the city, but willingly, because the city of Lexington has been very kind to us. They've opened their arms over many, many years, businesses and everybody. We draw up to over 5,000 people on that Saturday. So it's a wonderful day. I know you and your family have been there. Yeah. It's, you know, Lexington is just a beautiful city to visit. You know, and then when you've got music on like 11 stages, and I'd like to tell your listeners that we're back full time, like the festival's going to be full blown. Last year was kind of, you know, you didn't know whether things were going to happen or not.
It was Thumbfest Light.
Yeah. It was like, you know, but this is Thumbfest 2.0 or XP or whatever. you know, so we've got our, like last year we didn't have a children's area. This year we're going to have that back, and that's run once again by the wonderful folks at Camp Cavell. So it's a very family-friendly festival. You know, bring the kids. You can wander around to the beach and out on the pier and everything if the kids get a little restless. But we have lots of activities for kids this year as well. And then there's going to be music at 11 stages, I think. There's going to be workshops, jam sites, song circles. I think the drum circle is going to be back. So it's going to be just about everything we could do. We're swinging for the fences.
This is put on, as we said, by the Blue Water Folk Society.
Yes.
And so you say, oh, well, it's a bunch of folk music bands, and it is, but it's so much more too, isn't it?
Well, I've always thought, I mean, folk is such a broad term.
That's,
you know, it's music of the people, right? So like when I was booking the bands and stuff, I thought, okay, well, what are sort of like indigenous, you know, I mean, at this point, rock and roll is like folk music. It's been around for 70 years. But it has a more acoustic flair to it. So when you look at the bands, they're primarily acoustic. They might have an electric bass or a keyboard or a steel guitar player or something, but primarily they are acoustic based. But they kind of come from many traditional, you know, genres. Like we have New Orleans jazz. There's Cajun zydeco. There's Celtic. And then there are traditional singer-songwriter bands as well. And then what's really cool now is we're at an age where like the younger musicians are just blending influences from all different genres too, because you grew up listening to different things. So maybe they're like a bluegrass band, but they're doing a hip hop tune in a bluegrass style, which is really cool. And that's what that's what music's all about, really.
Absolutely.
You know, and some of the really cool things that I've experienced as a musician there is just, you walk around on a street corner or something, you hear somebody playing something, and you can just sit down and play with each other.
Yeah.
So you're playing with somebody that's in an Irish band, and you know, you're more of a blues player or something, and you can cross-pollinate. And some bands have actually formed at Thumbfest just by these little, you know, chance meetings.
That is really cool. And some of them are bands from the Metro Detroit area that come up here, or outstate Michigan. Some of them are local performers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, primarily, we try to keep a focus, a nice balance on that stuff. A lot of the headliners tend to be from, you know, more the bands that play festivals around the state and stuff like that. But there's a big representation of Thumb area musicians at Thumbfest.
And as you said, there are just a small group of people that put this on. And by putting it on, I mean it's everything from setting up folding chairs on the day of the event, to scheduling bands, to clean up afterwards. I mean, there's a lot of planning and day of and stuff to do, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's like the next festival starts pretty much the day after the festival ends, the beginning of the planning. You start thinking about it, or maybe you recover for a day, you know, you just put it out of your system.
What we do well this year.
And then the addiction comes back and you want to do it again.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, booking acts and getting quality acts like we've been very fortunate to do, you've got to kind of book these bands out, you know, several months ahead of time to schedule them. So you got to start planning, you know, November, December at least, and then you got to start looking at personnel. There's so much logistics to take care of, you know, people to arrange volunteers. I mean, and we're all volunteers who do this. So that's the thing, is like, we're just crazy that we do this for free, but we love music. We're musicians ourselves. It's a wonderful thing to bring to the community. And, you know, but I mean, there's been a very small core of people to do it. And many of us have been doing it 20 years.
Yeah.
And so we're very open to getting new and new outlooks, new people to volunteer. And that can be, it's not a huge time commitment. You can either do it like, you know, you can be part of the big planning committee, and that's a wonderful thing to do. We drink, you know, we have coffee, we have donuts and everything, and we plan out the philosophy of the direction of how the festival's going to go. Or you can just volunteer the day of and you know, work a couple hours at a table or something like that, or pass a bucket, because that's the other thing that Thumbfest, we are a people's festival, that we literally pass buckets around, and if we've got enough money to do it again, we'll do it again. So there'll be people that day walking around with collection buckets, and if you put a dollar or 20 or 100 even, pop it in there, and that really helps ensure that there'll be a festival the following year. And if we don't get it, then it's been a wonderful run. You know?
But so far, so good. I mean, 20 of these so far. Obviously, you had to take the year off 2 years ago.
Yep.
Kind of a different sort of year last year, but this year it's Thumbfest as usual.
As you said, 2021 was Thumbfest Light, and then but this year it's going to be the full festival. So we've really kind of gone out to make it a big, spectacular festival for the 20th anniversary. And for many festivals, they don't really last that long. So it's quite a landmark to have 20 years.
September 3rd, I guess, would be
September 3rd. The schedule will be coming out. I'm sure that's being finalized, you know, over the next month or so. So we have a Facebook event page called Thumbfest 2022, or you can go to the bluewaterfolk.org website, and that's going to be updated. But, you know, the festival is on and it is happening.
That's fantastic. The Saturday of Labor Day weekend. And if somebody says, oh, I could help out with that and would like to be one of those volunteers, what do they need to do?
Well, if you go to the bluewaterfolk.org site, there is a button on there to click for to volunteer.
Cool.
And please, please, we need bodies. That would be fantastic. And as usual, and I were talking off mic, you know, it's a lot of people want to be players, but they don't want to actually help. And
it's true.
Not to guilt anybody into it, but it's the reality is these things don't happen without people who can help. So
yeah.
It's an appeal to everyone.
No, absolutely. I think a lot of times it just doesn't occur to people that they could also be a volunteer. You know,
sure.
You don't have to wait to ask.
You can see the lines. This is radio, but we have massive lines from 20 years of doing this.
Yeah.
But it's lines of joy, and it's a labor of love. And we're a wonderful group of people. And if you come out and work, you know, volunteer, you'll probably end up coming back the following year. So
it's a fun event. It definitely is.
Yeah.
Look forward to it being back.
And hopefully I'll be on here like in August ahead of time to make, you know, give you actually some more specifics. And there's free parking. It is a free festival, too.
It definitely is.
So it's one of the best bargains you can get in the area. It's probably the largest acoustic music festival in Southeast Michigan.
I would say so. It's a big deal. And I look forward to it being back. Mike, thanks for stopping by this morning.
Thank you, Paul.
Mike Mercantile with us on WPHM. 8:50 our time now on this Wednesday morning.